I am still watching Wine Library TV number one. It's so great. I think you turned on a lot of people to wine, that was a great education because
a lot of young entrepreneurs in tech 2006, 2007, 2008, which was a lot of fun, as you can imagine.
Yes. Well, look at Kevin Rose. He learned everything he knows. He learned from you, including how to spit. So. So tell me about being a sommelier. How long does it take to get to be a sommelier?
So, you know, for most people in the wine world, that's what they want to do because that's a gateway to better jobs within a restaurant. For me, it was just I wanted to learn about wine. So I'm tasting 100 wines a week, sometimes even 50 wines a day.
You're not drinking them, we should point out. You're tasting them.
You're going here. Let me just, it's like.
Slosh it around there.
And spit. And so, and I lived in New York and was taping and filming in Jersey. So I had to be very careful because that's a long commute. And, if you spit even 30 wines, you could start getting a little bit of a buzz going. Yeah. So, it depends on your palate. It's like, how long does it take to become a great golfer? For some people, it takes a year. They were naturally great at golf. For some people, they actually never fully get there, right? So I got lucky. I always joke with my dad that I took my mom's palate. Wine came, the first year or two, I knew so much about wine, like in the technical standpoint, in the reading standpoint. But the first year, all wine tasted the same to me. It was red wine. It was white wine. It just tasted like wine. And I was very scared that I was never going to taste the flavors that later came to me. And then I remember when I was maybe 24, I was at a tasting and I tasted an Amarone and it literally tasted like a chocolate bar, like flat out. Like everybody who's listening right now and watching, just imagine drinking something. And you're like, oh, chocolate milk. Like it was that distinct. And I literally was so excited, Leo. I called my mom and said, it's going to be okay. Because I was fearful that I would never actually be good enough to taste flavors or provide that kind of value, that I was educated, but I wasn't a practitioner. It took a couple years of tasting a lot and really caring to taste a lot and thinking about it. And then once the core came out of the bottle, flavors started coming naturally to me. And that gave me the confidence to do Wine Library TV.
Did you get the certificates? Where did you?
No. I was running my own business, so
you didn't have time.
I didn't have time, and the truth is, I didn't need it. Right? The reason you get a SOM certificate is to get paid more at restaurants.
You don't need that.
That wasn't what I was looking to do.
Yeah, so you don't get to wear that little test vag.
No, I'd like to.
We should send them one.
But what was fun was as my street cred started growing in New York as a great blind taster, and that's a big part of the test.
Uh-huh.
I started hanging out with a lot of them and prepping a lot of them for the big test that you've seen in the movie SOM or things of that nature.
Right.
So that was fun to be a part of that culture.